Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Lots of fun happening today with the final Macy's Arts Wave Art Sampler. Rebecca Brommels provides a preview later on Cincinnati Edition. And in about 15 minutes, the Four Seasons Farm Gardener's Cookbook. First, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati Council has taken the necessary steps to hire the former head of the Transportation and Engineering Department as the executive director for the streetcar project. Currently, John Dietrich is managing the Banks development for the city in Hamilton County. He also oversaw the reconstruction of Fort Washington Way more than a decade ago. City Manager Milton Dahoney says Dietrich's expertise is just what the city needs to advance the streetcar. Councilmember Lori Quinlivan agrees.
Whether or not you support the streetcar, we don't want to waste a dime on this project, and we want someone who knows what they're doing, has the kind of breadth of experience that Mr. Dietrich has. So,
if the job is offered to him, Dietrich says he would likely accept. His salary would range from $140,000 to $188,000, which would come from streetcar construction funds. Councilmember Chris Seelbach says the streetcar project needs better management, but he has lots of questions before supporting Dietrich.
I have to feel confident that this guy is going to untangle a very tangled web. And I don't feel the assurance today that would provide me to vote yes.
A city spokeswoman says current streetcar manager Chris Eilerman would remain on the project. The Ohio Department of Transportation is rolling out nearly 1,000 new construction projects this spring with an estimated $2.3 billion price tag. Camp Washington Business Association Executive Director Joe Gorman says improvements to the Hopple Street I-75 interchange will mean a lot to his community.
A lot of the old meatpacking companies like the Conn's Company are gone. A lot of the mom-and-pop sausage makers are gone. So we don't have any more live killing of animals here in Camp Washington, but we do have a lot of new businesses that are looking at camp, and the road project will, I think, facilitate some of that.
Besides the Hopple Interchange, work is also continuing on the Jeremiah Morrow Bridge and the first phase of the Mill Creek Expressway reconstruction at 75 and Mitchell Avenue. The last piece of a major rehab project for Northern Kentucky's interstates is underway. Construction was set to begin last night on southbound 471, and by Monday evening, downtown Cincinnati commuters will find orange barrels and a new traffic pattern for the drive home. That's likely to lead to significant delays. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Work Zone Safety Coordinator Bob Hill says the project will be completed in three phases.
In phase one, traffic will be shifted to the left so that we can reconstruct the right side shoulders. In phase two, traffic will be shifted to the right so that we can construct the inside shoulder, the high-speed lane, and part of the center lane. And then in phase three, traffic will be shifted back to the left so that we can complete the center lane, the right lane, and the ramps.
Crews will be removing deteriorated concrete pavement and replacing it with new asphalt. All ramps and bridge decks will also be rebuilt, plus a second ramp lane will be added from southbound 471 to westbound 275. A fight is brewing between Republicans and Democrats on the Hamilton County Board of Elections over a prosecutor's opinion about dozens of cases involving absentee voters. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson explains.
Most of the 67 people who cast absentee ballots and provisional ballots on Election Day were exonerated. The board found that they had done nothing wrong. But the two Republicans on the board agree with Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters, who says that every one of these cases should have been referred to the county prosecutor for possible criminal investigation. The Democrats disagree, saying it would be a waste of time and these people have violated no election law.
Among the double voters, only their absentee ballots were counted. Three voters have been criminally charged so far. The prosecutor's opinion was discussed at a meeting this week. Another meeting is scheduled for May 15th, when it's likely the two Democrats and two Republicans on the board will split on the issue. In that case, it will go to Ohio Secretary of State John Houston, a Republican, who will cast the tie-breaking vote. The plan to renovate Cincinnati's Music Hall took another step forward this week. City Council approved an ordinance to lease the facility to the Music Hall Revitalization Company for 75 years. That will allow private fundraising to begin for a remodeling project that will cost anywhere from $50 to $100 million. The city will be providing more than $10 million for the work. Otto Buttig Jr. with the Revitalization Company explains what the group will be doing now.
Approve the lease from our perspective, approve a relationship with 3CDC, which is in place, and approve the employment of a full-time fundraising professional who will assist us in raising money for the next 2 years.
Buttig says the group decided to ask 3CDC to be involved in the renovation project. He says the Development Corporation has proven it can get large, complex projects done.
What this does is not only provide Music Hall Revitalization with a higher level of interest, but it develops a level of validity for the project. And that's why we chose, not to mention the fact that they are very, very good at what they do.
A final construction budget is likely to be completed in 3 to 4 months. Buttig says fundraising efforts should begin in May or June. The plan features a more comfortable seating arrangement, enhanced accessibility, and expanded restroom capacity. Otto Buttig Jr. is a member of the Cincinnati Public Radio Board of Directors. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.